the small gray man appeared among them. He took the scepter from Johnny. He looked around at the faces of the lords and then, as they nodded, he spoke into the mic. First, he gave a code word, followed by a peculiar buzz, which seemed to come from the lapel of his gray suit. Then he said,
Captain Snowell, it is certified that the emissary of Tolnep will be returned, physically unharmed, to his planet in due course, but not with any unreasonable delay.
Snowell's voice came back.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Please inform the emissaries that I will honor a temporary suspension of hostilities, and at this moment am withdrawing to an orbit clear of this and all combat areas. End transmission.
Johnny was pointing at the emissaries of the other combatants. They were the ones wrecking Edinburgh and Russia.
Lord Faljapan, I am certain any temporary suspension of hostilities includes all combatants.
Ah!
Said Faljapan. He thought.
We have no guarantee that only Tolnep ships were up there. It would be irregular for these others not to agree.
But the Bolbod, Draken, Hoven, and other combatant lords were pointing at Sir Robert, who was standing outside the ops room.
We agree!
Shouted Sir Robert with an expression of disgust for their delays. The combatant emissaries started to look around for communication facilities. A mob of communicators with mics rushed out and almost knocked them down. With a spatter and batter of many tongues, the other combatants ordered a temporary suspension of hostilities for all their ships. Good God, thought Johnny. All this while men went on dying. It was still very touch and go. No one had said hostilities would not be resumed, and with even greater ferocity. And who was this small gray man who exerted such power over them? Where did he fit in? Who was he? What would he want out of all this? Another threat?